I'd like to call this regular council meeting to order. Would you all rise, please, for the invocation?
We meet to serve our community and endeavor to be worthy custodians of all that has been entrusted to us. Let us be concerned only for what will promote good government. May we bring to our council chamber minds that think and hearts that feel, so that in our deliberations we may display imagination, wisdom, and courage, and the will to do our work for the good of all.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. The roll call, please.
All members of council are present, Your Worship, with the exception of Councillor Zanko and Councillor McDermott, and also to note that Regional Councillor Nunziata is absent this evening.
Thank you. There's no addendum this evening. Just a very few announcements. I won't say anything about the Santa Claus Parade because we have a delegation very shortly. Just some upcoming events. Community Living is holding its Christmas in Canada Christmas celebration on Saturday, November the 18th from 6 to 10 at the Leisureplex. The following day, Sunday, November the 19th, the Buffalo Canoe Club is holding a chili cook-off to raise money for the Greater Fort Erie Secondary School Center for the Arts. And later that day, Sunday, November the 19th, Anton Gaber and the Bell Tower are hosting the Fall Artist Exhibit at the Bell Tower, and the gallery opening takes place between 3 and 7 p.m. on that date. There are a series of public meetings with respect to Fort Erie Transit starting on Saturday, November the 18th at the Crystal Ridge Center at 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and then the following Saturday at the Stevensville Library from 1:30 to 4:30 p.m., and then the following Saturday, December the 2nd, at the Centennial Branch in Fort Erie. Are there any disclosures of pecuniary interest? Councillor Butler.
Thank you, Your Worship. Under New Business C, I do business with some of the members of that company. And under consideration of bylaws 123-2017 for the same reason.
So it's New Business Item C. Are there any other disclosures? Madam Clerk, I have a pecuniary interest with respect to 3B, which is the minutes of the Community Gaming and Development Corporation, since I do legal work for the Friends of Fort Erie's Creeks. So I'm going to be asking Councillor Luberts if he would take the chair when we get to that particular item. That's item 3, communications. And I also have a conflict with respect to bylaw 123 for 2017, since my property is adjacent to the property that's also owned by the same owner. And let's hope that we've got a quorum by the time we get there. Public notices of upcoming meetings. We've had some open houses with respect to the transit that I just previously mentioned. Our 2018 budget schedule continues on December the 6th with the water and wastewater operating budget and user fee analysis. The third budget meeting will be January the 10th, 2018, when we consider the EDTC and the Fort Erie Public Library budgets. On Wednesday, January the 24th, 2018, we'll be looking at the general levy operating budget and assessment analysis. And if a fifth meeting is necessary, it will be held on January the 31st, 2018. Those are all Wednesdays. All meetings take place here at the Town Hall starting at 6 p.m. And with respect to bylaws relative to our budget matters, November the 27th, 2017, we'll be considering the capital budget bylaw. And on Monday, January 22nd, 2018, the water and wastewater budget and rates bylaw. And then finally, if all things go according to Hoyle, the general levy budget bylaw, February the 26th. There's an open house and public meeting with respect to a town-initiated zoning bylaw housekeeping amendment, and that will take place on Tuesday, November the 21st, between 6 and 7 p.m. at the Town Hall Atrium. The public meeting is scheduled for December the 4th, 2017, at the council meeting in the council chambers starting at 6 p.m. The information report for that will be available on our website on November the 29th, 2017. There's a public meeting with respect to a draft plan of approval, red line revision for the Hershey Estates subdivision, and that will be that public meeting will take place December the 4th, 2017, again in the Town Hall Council Chambers. And again, the information report will be available November the 29th, 2017. There's an open house and a public meeting with respect to a town-initiated official plan and zoning bylaw amendment for 3770 Hazel Street. and 145 Derby Road, Crystal Beach, which is the Birdie Public School and the Crystal Beach Public School, respectively. The open house will be held Wednesday, November the 22nd from 5 to 6 p.m. the Town Hall Atrium, and the public meeting will take place on December the 4th. That sounds like it's going to be a long meeting with all these public meetings. That'll be at the council chambers again at starting at 6 o'clock. And again, the information report will be available November the 29th. It's also a public meeting with respect to a zoning bylaw amendment for Bridgeview Townhouse Development, formerly known as the King Street Subdivision, which is part of the property where the old County Fair Mall was located. That public meeting also takes place on December the 4th with at the council chambers, with the information report available November the 29th, 2017. And then finally, there's a public meeting for draft plans of vacant land condominium for the Oaks at 6 Mile Creek, formerly known as Ridgeway Shores Phase 2, north side of Thunder Bay Road, east of Prospect Point Road. Again, that public meeting will take place December the 4th. I'm thinking this is not a idea. And the information report will be available November the 29th, 2017. The that takes us to the regional councilor report, and Councilor Nunziata is not available this evening. And then that takes us to presentations and delegations, and the delegation that we have is Barbara Horning and Stephen Pissura with respect to this Saturday's Santa Claus Parade. Good evening.
For those of you who don't know me, my name is Barbara Horning, and I am a co-elf to the Greater Fort Erie Santa Claus Parade, along with co-elf Stephen Pissura, who we all know is really the boss elf in disguise. So we are here today to talk about the parade that's this Saturday, November the 18th. Over the last few years, we've had many inquiries regarding an evening parade. So this year, in honor of the 45th anniversary of the parade, we moved the start time to 4 p.m. We have also reversed and shortened up the route, but Stephen will talk about that in a minute or two. Before the parade, we have a pre-parade warm-up at 209 Jarvis Street, which is the regional limousine building, from 2 to 4. There will be face painting, hot chocolate, popcorn, and crafts for the children. The Fort Erie Library is hosting a party from 2 to 4, snacks, cookies, writing their letters to Santa for Canada Post that will be along the route to collect the letters. And at 3:30, they're holding a story time with Mrs. Claus. We also have Fluffy the Clown, who will be on Jarvis Street before the parade, entertaining, making her balloons. And if the weather holds up, we also have a couple stilt walker acts that will be entertaining the crowds or even other participants. We have bands coming from Western New York, including a new entry, the Downbeat Percussion Band, which performed at the Bills halftime show on Sunday after the streaker. So they had a real hard act to follow. The Hitmen, also out of Western New York, are making a return, as well as the Grimsby Pipe Band. We have a very unique and fun band from Toronto coming, the Maraca Tall Band. They play music while they're walking on their stilts. Again, hoping this wind they're calling for will hold off so that they can perform for us. Each year, we try new ideas, and we get approached with a request every year. And every year, the community really steps up and pulls together and helps us out. And this year is no different. The support that we have received has truly been amazing. And for all the negative things, it really reinforces that Fort Erie can come together as a community. And again, I want to mention volunteers. We try and do it every year, but without volunteers, there would be no parade. So we wanted it noted that we are very thankful for the volunteers who are coming out to help us, because we could not do it without them. So we're hoping that we will see you out at the parade.
First, I'd like to thank Barb for putting up with me for another year. It's no easy task, as you are aware. Barb mentioned a number of changes this year in anticipation of the 45th anniversary of the parade. Not only a night parade, but we've also changed the route. So we will be beginning at the corner of Jarvis and Niagara Boulevard, which traditionally has been the end point the last 2 years, but beginning there this year, we'll go up Jarvis Street to Central Avenue. We will hang a left and proceed south on Central Avenue, and the parade will go all the way down and end at the intersection of Central and Catherine Streets. So the marshalling area will be in that vicinity. Most of our floats will be marshalled along Courtright Streets, Dufferin Streets. We do have a few of the larger vehicles in the fire department being gathered over at the former Fort Erie Secondary School building. They'll be led in progress. And we have a couple of our top secret floats being marshaled at undisclosed locations around the routes until they make their appearance. Barb mentioned the volunteers. We definitely couldn't do it without them. And we also couldn't do it without money. So we want to thank a couple of people as well, and that would be our presenting sponsor, which is Tim Hortons. They have come through in a large way and allowed us to bring in some of these bands that otherwise we wouldn't be able to bring, and as well as Meridian Credit Union and some private donations along the way. So it does take quite a bit of dollars to put on a parade of this size. I think this is one of the largest parades that we have seen in quite some time. We have over 80 entries in this year's parade. All of them are pretty darn good. We are very, very excited about this year's lineup, and particularly the hard work that we have been putting in at a very top secret location on Santa's floats. So we want to thank a few people, Ray Rossitani and his team at Selling Fort Erie Remax, all the great people at Timber Marts for their support, Tim and Terry Johnson of Johnson Brothers Construction, David Durley, Brian Biller of Onctech Lighting. So we're excited about what we're going to present with Santa's float for the 45th anniversary. A couple of things regarding road closures very quickly. We do have to close some streets in anticipation of an event this size. So in advance, we ask people for their patience. Courtright and Dufferin will be closed about 2 o'clock that day from Central to the Boulevard so we can begin lining people up. The actual parade routes along Central Avenue and Jarvis. Central Avenue won't be closed until 4, so we will allow people to get to their favorite viewing spots. But Jarvis Street will be closed about 1 o'clock. We need to start getting the cars off the streets in preparation for 2 o'clock when all of the events that Barb spoke about will begin. So once again, thank you to everyone for their support, Niagara Parks Commission, the region, especially the town. Everybody at the town has been absolutely phenomenal to work with again. This is no easy task to pull off this event every year, and our hats go off to all of the coordinators for the past 41 years previous to when Barb and I have gotten involved, because we wouldn't be where we are today celebrating number 45 if it wasn't for everybody that came before us. So thank you for your time tonight.
Great. Thank you very much. Now, before you go, you know that councillors are entitled to ask any questions. Any members of council have any questions? Look very much forward to the parade, and thank you to you and all the people that have been supporting you, as you've mentioned. Thank you. That then takes us to the consent agenda. Does anyone wish any of the reports removed, any items removed from the consent agenda? If not, then Councillor Knott, you have the resolution with respect to those items.
Yes, Your Worship. Thank you. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Passero, that Council approves the consent agenda items as recommended.
Are there any questions or comments? All those in favor? None opposed? That is carried. That then takes us to new business and inquiries, and we'll start with some resolutions. Councillor Lubert, you have a resolution with respect to the Communities in Bloom Committee.
Yes, thank you very much, Mayor Radicott. Moved by myself and seconded by Councillor Butler that Council appoints Maureen Ricker to the Communities in Bloom Committee for the period ending November 30th, 2018.
Are there any questions or comments with respect to that? All those in favor? Opposed? That is carried. Madam Clerk, before I get too far ahead of myself, the minutes should reflect that I did vote on 3B, and I think Councillor Lubert, you should deal with that. You should ask Council, you should take the chair, and maybe Councillor Knott, you can deal with 3B separately. That kind of got away from me.
Certainly, Your Worship.
Can I hand the chair to you then, Councillor Lubert, to deal with that item, 3B?
Yes, thank you very much, Mayor Redekop. 3B is now on the floor to receive the Community Gaming Development Corporation minutes. Any comments or questions?
I think we should have Councillor Nutt do that specifically. With
oh, that's, second. Yeah, okay, all right, yeah. Okay, Councillor Nutt.
Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Passero, that Council receives the minutes for the Community and Gaming Development Corporation, September 27, 2017.
Thank you. Any comments or questions? None. All those in favor? None opposed. That is carried. Mayor Redekop, we'll turn the chair back to you.
Thank you very much, Councillor Lewerts.
Sorry for the hiccup.
No, I'll try to. Well, that was certainly my fault. You have another resolution, Councillor Lewerts, with respect to Communities in Bloom, I believe.
Yes, thank you very much, Mayor Redekop. Moved by myself and seconded by Councillor Butler that Council appoints Roger Ricker to the Communities in Bloom Committee for the period ending November 30th, 2018.
Are there any questions or comments with respect to that? All those in favor? None opposed. That is carried. That takes us to memorandum from Jerry Corivar relative to the Oaks at Six Mile Creek. And Councillor Passero, I understand you have a resolution.
Yes, Your Worship. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Butler. Oh, that's right. Your Worship, moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Nutts, that Council gives permission to the developer of the Oaks at Six Mile Creek draft plan of subdivision to clear the trees and pre-grade the site within the limits outlined in the request letter, more or less known as Phase 1 of the proposed subdivision, and further, that Council requires the developer to provide a letter of credit in the amount of $50,000 as a guarantee to limit the tree and vegetation clearing and site pre-grading to the limits outlined in the request letter, and further, that Council requires the developer to sign an undertaking which will outline the terms of tree and vegetation clearing and site pre-grading, including the limits of clearing permitted, the requirement to register the subdivision prior to July 1, 2018, or as determined by the Director of Planning and Development Services, and the requirement to post the letter of credit as well as the town's right to cash the letter of credit in the instance that clearing takes place in excess of the agreed upon limits and or the deadline for registering the subdivision is not met.
Are there any questions or comments? Mr. Brady, I know that we've got a public meeting that we're holding on December the 4th with respect to this particular plan. How does this particular resolution relate to that public meeting?
The public meeting deals with some changes to the plan of subdivision, and they'll be addressed at that public meeting and ultimately in a recommendation report to Council. They're not particularly significant, but they require a public meeting and they require the process to move forward. The developer, regardless of whether Council gives him permission to do that or not, it would still need to remove the vegetation as he's outlined to move forward to dealing with his registration. So he'd like to do that in the winter because, as Council is aware, removal of vegetation in the spring sometimes brings some unfortunate consequences with it.
And the removal of those trees will be subject to some type of plan that's been submitted to the municipality?
Yes.
Thank you. Any other questions? If not, all those in favor of the resolution? Opposed? That is carried. That then takes us to item B, and Councillor Butler, you have that resolution.
Yes, thank you, Your Worship. Moved by myself and seconded by Councillor Passero, that Council hereby determines that in accordance with Section 3417 of the Planning Act, further notice is not required to rezone the property located at 168 High Street to permit a duplex.
Are there any questions or comments with respect to that? All those in favor? Opposed? That is carried. Are there any other items of new business that anyone wishes to raise? Councillor Butler?
Thank you, Your Worship. Yes, I would. I know that Regional Councillor Annunziata is not here tonight, but since you are a sitting member of Regional Council, and I do know that the budget consideration for paramedics and the extension of hours is coming up. About a month ago, I underwent a procedure that was not extraordinary. It was a routine surgery, and unfortunately, I became 2% of the stats where I started bleeding profusely and needed some blood transfusions. I did make the mistake of going to urgent care, thinking that it was not a big deal, but it was bigger. a bigger deal than I thought, and had to wait until it got serious enough for paramedics to come and pick me up and transfer me over to the Welland Hospital. During that time, I had to wait an hour and 15, a little bit longer than an hour and 15 minutes. When I was transported to the Welland Hospital, I realized the reason why there was such a delay, and that's because there were three other paramedic trucks or vehicles parked, and the paramedics had been there for 9.5 hours and still waiting for their patients to be triaged. They cannot leave those patients until they are triaged. They are directly responsible for that. Imagine if there is a problem out in the marketplace and it requires these ambulance attendants and these paramedics to be present at the scene, and they're not able to do it because we don't have the resources in place to be able to triage the individuals that have been transported. So I think it's very important that regional council recognize the fact that we need more paramedics out in the marketplace, and if it means expending a few extra dollars to get an extra shift, then I'm all for it, and I'm hoping that you are as well.
I am Councillor Butler, and I'm sure that Councillor Nunziata would be as well. I'll certainly speak to him about that during the budget deliberations. You've hit on what's an actually very complex problem. The EMS, there may very well be enough paramedics. It's just that the way the hospital bed situation is being managed, both regionally by the NHS and by the provincial government, creates these types of problems. But you're right. It's completely inappropriate and one would think unnecessary. But to the extent that we can do something regionally, I agree with you that that we do need adequate paramedic resources in order to accommodate our residents. So I will speak to Councillor Nunziata about that. I'll be seeing him at least on Thursday because we have a regional budget meeting Thursday night. Okay, you're welcome. Any other councillors? Councillor Nutt.
Thank you, Your Worship. In the vein that we're doing budget talk here tonight, I'd like to raise the concern to yourself and Councillor Nunziata that we make a special request to the Regional Council for additional funding for our fast transit system, considering that last year we're provided an extra $15 million by the province, of which Thorold, which is half the population and such a smaller size, received six times the funding that Fort Erie did.
We can, that's not something that's within the regional gift. That's money that would come from the province. The region has its own specialized transit service, which is experiencing funding pressures because of the popularity of that. The regional transit system will carry people from one municipality to another. So it's more or less an intermunicipal transit facility for specialized transit. The municipality, I think there are only five municipalities that have any type of specialized transit. The three main transit carriers, St. Catharines, Welland, and Niagara Falls, Fort Erie, and I think Port Colborne may. If Thorold has one, I wasn't aware of that. But I can certainly raise that issue. I don't know that the region will be giving money to specific municipalities for FAST. I think we have a better opportunity of trying to get some additional funding from the province. However, I will certainly carry that forward.
Thank you very much. I think it's worth the ask because you get 100% of zero if you don't ask. So
precisely.
The worst they're going to say is no.
But exactly.
We need to raise the concern for the people.
You're quite right. And that's
an
issue that the Intermunicipal Transit Committee meets, I think, next week. I can raise that as well because specialized transit is also part of that agenda. Any other new business? Councillor Becerro.
Thank you, Your Worship. A couple weeks back, we received a letter from the proponent of a development that's known as Hazelwood, and it was concerning an item that we had passed as a council requiring them to do an EIS and some other commitments. And they have gathered some additional information that wasn't available at the time. And I'm just wondering if we could ask staff for a memo commenting on the letter itself and the ask that the proponents have raised. We did receive the letter, but we didn't ask staff for any comment, and I think just out of fairness to the developer, I'd like to get staff's opinion of what they're asking for and the premise of what they're asking for and staff's opinion. I'm not presupposing where it may go after that, but just in fairness to the developer, I think we should do that. I'd like to see that information.
I thought there was a memo. Mr. Brady, I thought you or someone on your staff had provided us with a background memo. to explain what it was that the shortcoming was and why the developer was seeking relief. If not...
Through you, I think there was a memo in some time in the past, but I can't remember when. But it's not a problem. We will put one together.
All right. That would be helpful. Councillor Lubertz.
Yes. Thank you very much, Mayor Redekop. I got a question whether we can even go there again, because when the report came forward a couple weeks ago, that was the second time in the past year that it had been dealt with. And I know we only received, but there was a request from the developer.
So, Madam Clerk.
That report. So we accepted that report, and we never followed up on anything that he requested. So
so here's where we are.
Peter said we can deal with an item, an issue, twice in one calendar year. So
I think we
in my opinion, we've dealt with it twice, and we'll have to wait until...
We received some correspondence from the developer, and it may be that it was received. The clerk perhaps can also tell us that, but I don't think it would hurt for us to have some background information. I don't know whether there's anything further that we can do at this stage or not. I think Councillor Passero is simply trying to get some background understanding of where we are. It may be that we are in a position where we would have to do something procedurally unusual, or it may be that we're not inclined to do anything. I think all Councillor Passero was asking for is some background information from staff's perspective.
Well, my question is, are we dealing with this for the third time now?
We're not dealing with
That's
it at all.
That's my question.
It's a simple request for information, and we're not making a decision on anything. It's a request for information. If any member of council feels that something further should take place, then I think your issue may very well be important. And that's why I would ask the clerk to check into it to see what it was we did. I think we received a letter, and I believe you're correct that we received it. Okay. And Mr. Brady, how long would you anticipate it would be before we could get a memo on that?
I don't think there'd be any terrifically new information being provided as a part of it, so I'm hopeful that we may be able to have something in December.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that there was a brief memo that accompanied that, or at least was provided to us as background to that letter. Okay, anything further, Councilor Passero? Anyone else? Mr. Waltz, I just had, in anticipation of the next item on our agenda, which is relative to a speed limit change, I just had some questions that you might be able to assist with, and that is, has the municipality in the past undertaken any type of study with respect to speed limits on our local roads to determine whether there should be alterations made in a holistic fashion as opposed to what we seem to be doing recently, which is street by street?
Mr. Mayor, about 12 years ago, back when Dave Renshaw was the, I'm not sure if it was Director of Public Works or Director of Infrastructure Services, but anyways, the position I hold now, a study was undertaken on a number of rural roads. It wasn't town-wide, but it was specific to a certain number of roads. That report can be provided to this council. We can scan it into a PDF and get it to you, if you wish.
I wonder if you would do that. I'd just like to get a little bit of a handle on that. Do you have any recollection as to what the cost of something of that nature might have been?
No, I asked Ms. Stout, who had joined our corporation immediately upon that report, if she had any recollection. And in the short time period you asked me today, I couldn't gather that information.
And do you know whether that report would have included any of the regional roads?
It did. It did speak to Point Abenel Road, but I think that was I'm not sure if it was still a regional road or not. That would have been the closest to
All right.
a regional road.
Well, if you would circulate that report, that would be helpful, and then if I've got any further questions, I can raise them.
Certainly.
Any other items of new business? Then that takes us to motions, and Councillor Butler, you have a motion.
Yes, thank you, Your Worship. Moved by myself and seconded by Councillor Passero, Whereas the speed limit on Stone Mill Road north of Dominion Road to Garrison Road is currently 70 kilometers per hour, and whereas Stone Mill Road currently has yellow passing lines from Garrison Road to Dominion Road, and whereas Stone Mill Road from Garrison Road to Nye Road has less residential housing, and whereas Stone Mill Road from Nye Road to Dominion Road is densely populated with residential housing, and whereas the residents of Stone Mill Road have requested a reduction in the speed limit due to the danger inherent with the current speed limit, and whereas the Council of the Town of Fort Erie recognizes the need to reduce the speed limit on Stone Mill Road. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Council directs the speed limit on Stone Mill Road from Garrison Road to Nye Road be reduced from 70 kilometers to 60 kilometers, and further that Council directs the speed limit on Stone Mill Road from Nye Road to Dominion Road be reduced from 70 kilometers to 50 kilometers, and further that Council directs that the yellow passing lines be changed to a yellow non-passing line on Stone Mill Road from Garrison Road to Dominion Road, and further that Council directs the speed limit signs be changed accordingly, and further that Council directs staff to submit a bylaw to Council to amend traffic bylaw number 2000-89 as amended to implement the foregoing.
Would you like to speak to that, Councillor Butler?
You know, sure. We had a delegation speak to us with respect to petitioning all of the residents on that street, and they were unanimous with respect to reducing that speed limit. It's been dangerous for the owner of a ranch on that street who houses some horses, and when they do take the horses out for a ride, the cars are not patient, and it creates havoc for the rider and the horses, but not to mention that it's dangerous for the residents to back out of their driveway when cars are able to pass each other on that street. So I think it's very important that we're doing this, and it's moving in the right direction.
Thank you. Anyone else wish to speak to this? Councillor Luberts.
Yes, thank you very much, Mayor Redekop. Going back to your request to bring back the report that we got years ago on the traffic and the speed limit studies.
Circulate it, yes.
Get that circulated. And I'm just wondering, I guess my question would go to Mr. Walsh. Was Stone Mill Road included in that report, do you know?
No, through you, no? Mr. Mayor, I do not know.
No, okay, all right.
Any other questions? Can I ask the significance of the third last substantive paragraph, which talks about changing the yellow passing line to a yellow non-passing line? What would that look like? Is that a single line to a double line, Walsh?
Typically on rural roads, it's a single line. Believe it or not, that does allow passing still.
I know.
It's not recommended. A double line is used when visibility is severely restricted.
So for purposes of this resolution, if it passes, what happens to the yellow line? Does it become a double yellow line? How do you designate it?
No, in this case, we would paint it with a single line.
Brighter yellow?
The standard yellow.
All right.
I'd call it orange, actually.
Any other questions or comments? All those in favor? Opposed? That is carried. That takes us to reports, and we have report PDS 32, intent to designate the front exterior west facade of Ridgeway of the original 1927 original school building portion of the former Ridgeway Crystal Beach High School. And Councillor Nutt, you have the resolution for that?
Yes, Your Worship. Thank you. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Butler, that Council approves the designation of the front exterior west facade of the 1927 original school building portion of 576 Ridgeway Road, formerly Ridgeway Crystal Beach High School, as outlined in the report, for architectural and historical value and context under Part 4 of the Ontario Heritage Act, and further, that Council directs staff to prepare a designation bylaw and approve notice of intention to designate in accordance with the Ontario Heritage Act.
Are there any questions or comments? Councillor Butler.
Thank you, Your Worship. I just have a comment. I think that this is very important. I'm really happy that this came up. I didn't realize it was coming up. I think my constituents are going to be really excited about that, and also most likely the residents of Ford area. It's a beautiful, beautiful building, and certainly has a lot of character, and to be able to keep that is going to be it's going to be a pleasure.
Thank you. Anyone else? Councillor Nutt and then Councillor Passero.
Thank you, Your Worship. Much like yourself, now with the new high school opening, all the schools that I attended in town were close. The old Roseton School was very interesting architecture. It well had some distinct features, especially at the front that faced Phipps Street, and it's too bad that those were not somehow encapsulated and saved. So I'm glad that we're taking this step. The historical architecture and significance of this building is well known. It's been featured in many of the shots with the students out front and the Mad Mothers Against Drunk Driving ads and everything. So it's great to see that we're taking this step to protect this historical heritage.
Councillor Passero.
Thank you, Your Worship. I just wanted to thank staff for advancing this file, Mr. Hayworth and Ms. Richardson for closing it out, and the Museum and Cultural Heritage Advisory Committee has been working on this for a couple of years to get this to this point, so we're happy it's coming to resolution. We want to thank the DSBN for their support, because there's two ways that something like this can go. The one is what I'm happy with tonight, is when you have the consent of the property owner and they recognize the heritage values as well as the committee does. So I want to thank the DSBN for their support, particularly the facade, as it's mentioned in the report. It is a defining characteristic as you're coming into that part of the town. The committee recognizes that. And just for my colleagues' information, this is not something that the Museum and Cultural Heritage Committee takes lightly when they have a recommendation to designate. So it is something that carries a lot of weight, a lot of significance, and a lot of work goes into getting it here. So hopefully council will support this. They'll be very happy. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? There being none, I'll call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? That is carried. That takes us to notice of motion. Does anyone have a notice of motion? Councillor Butler?
Thank you, Your Worship. I'd like to make a notice of motion regarding the state of our health care, and with your indulgence, Your Worship, I'd like to take a few minutes to discuss this, and there's a possibility that I may need more than 5 minutes.
Well, this is for you to give notice of a motion. If you have a motion that you're going to bring forward, this would be the time you would do that.
Okay. So, in recognizing that, I just wanted to say that, we have a problem all over Canada with respect to our healthcare system, and you've seen the commercials where there are patients lying on stretchers in emergency rooms because there's nowhere to put them. Many people have probably read the articles where in Niagara our hospital emergency rooms are struggling to keep up with the demand, and we have a new hospital in St. Catharines, a new one that will replace Niagara Falls with the hopes of pulling in the Welland Hospital. Our urgent cares are systematically being dismantled, and the ones that are in existence are becoming more of a walk-in clinic with less and less decision-making authorities by the doctors that are on call there, with having to ask for permission to send patients who are in emergency situations to the hospitals to emergency care. They have to wait for permission to be able to send them. So our current system really isn't working. It's overburdened. It's under-resourced. Our mayor sent a letter to the Minister of Health and Long-Term Care last week asking what assurances he can provide residents and businesses of Fort Erie regarding accessible quality primary health care once the new hospital is built in Niagara Falls, and what we can count on in the future with respect to emergency and healthcare services, which is very admirable, and I'm so glad that he did that.
Councillor Butler,
yes?
Thank you very much for that compliment, but is there a notice of motion?
There is, and I'm getting to it. But I just wanted to bring it out that, it's disheartening to see that our healthcare is not where it should be, and that people are waiting way too long for seeing doctors and having proper patient care. And so I'm preparing a motion on serving Niagara better. And the motion will be to include all the municipalities to seek out their support with respect to the motion for healthcare planning over the short and long term, and the need for more resources and addressing growing challenges to both the federal health minister, Jeanette Pettit Puss Taylor, and the Ontario Minister of Health and Long-Term Care, Eric Hoskins, Kevin Smith, CEO of NHS, and Susan Johnson, President of the NHS.
Thank you. Any other notices of motion? Just to follow up on that, I'm going to be bringing forward a note, and I take it you're bringing that in 2 weeks' time. I want to give notice of motion to be brought back on November the 27th of a motion to direct the CAO to prepare a report with terms of reference for the creation of a community health services committee, which would involve community health care provider and council representation. That will somewhat follow, Councillor Butler, your thoughts as well with respect to this. We've had in the past a community health services committee. We've had a community health and wellness committee. We haven't this term of council. It looks like we should be back there. Mr. Wilson has prepared some draft terms of reference, and I think we can build that. That will be coming forward on the 27th. If there are, Councillor Passero?
Thank you, Your Worship. In 2 weeks' time, I'd like to bring forward a notice of motion regarding the Kinsman Pool, and it would be requesting staff to come back to council with a funding strategy, and I'll prepare some wording and bring that in 2 weeks' time, but that's basically the crux of it. Not asking for any commitments, just looking for a funding strategy for council's deliberation.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any others? If not, then that takes us to consideration of bylaws. And Councillor Butler, you have the resolution. I know that 23-2017 you have a conflict on, so if you would, is there anyone else that wishes any other bylaws taken out of the package? If not, then Councillor Butler, could you proceed with first and second reading for the bylaw package, less 123-2017?
Thank you, Your Worship. Moved by myself and seconded by Councillor Passero that the bylaw package containing 122-2017 to amend zoning bylaw number 129-90, 168 High Street, Jennifer Vita, Upper Canada Consultants Agent, 800547 Ontario Limited, Ed Lencheshin is the owner. 124-2017 to authorize the execution of a subdivision agreement with 1372708 Ontario Inc. Vaughan Gibbons, Bay Ridge Crossing Phase 3. 125-2017 to authorize the execution of an amending subdivision agreement with 2298423 Ontario Inc. Wilf Goldless, Willow Trail Subdivision is given first and second reading.
All those in favor? And opposed, that is carried. That bylaw package as amended is on the floor for any questions or comments. If none, then Councillor Nutt, you have the third and final reading for the bylaw package as amended.
Yes, Your Worship. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Passero, that bylaws 122-2017, 124-2017, 125-2017 are given third and final reading to be signed by the Mayor and the Clerk under the corporate seal.
Any questions or comments? All those in favor? None opposed, that is carried. So, Councillor Lubritz, I wonder if I could hand you the chair to deal with Bylaw 123, since Councillor Butler had had the resolution to move that for first and second reading. You may have to ad-lib that, but when you get the third and final reading, Councillor Nutt has the resolution for that. So may I hand you the chair?
Yes, thank you very much, Mayor Redekop and Councillor Nutt.
Thank you, Chair. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Passero, that bylaw package containing 123-2017 to enact an amendment of official plan adopted by bylaw number 150-06 for the Town of Fort Erie Planning Area Amendment number 38 Miller Lands-0 Thompson Road ES, north of Bowen Road, south of Acadia Street, Town of Fort Erie, be given first and second reading.
Bylaws on the floor. Any comments or questions? Seeing none, third and final.
I have to vote on that.
All those in favor? Unopposed? That is carried. And third and final, Councillor Nutt.
Thank you. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Passero, that Bylaw 123-2017 is given third and final reading, signed by the Mayor and the Clerk under the corporate seal.
Any comments or questions? Seeing none, call the question. All those in favor? None opposed, that is carried. And the chair back to Mayor Redekop.
Thank you, Councillor Lubritz. That takes us to the confirmatory bylaw. Councillor Passero, you have the resolution for first and second reading.
Yes, Your Worship. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Butler, that bylaw number 126-2017 to confirm the actions of Council at its meeting held on November 14th, 2017 is given first and second reading.
All those in favor? That is carried. Councillor Lewerts, you have the resolution for third and final reading.
Yes, thank you very much, Mayor Redicott. Moved by myself and seconded by Councillor Butler that bylaw number 126-2017 is given third and final reading to be signed by the mayor and the clerk under the corporate seal.
Are there any questions or comments? All those in favor? Opposed? That is carried. That takes us to scheduling of meetings. Councillor Nutt?
Thank you, Your Worship. We have a corporate services subcommittee meeting on November 20th at 4 p.m. in meeting room 1.
Any other meetings? Councillor Lewerts?
Yes, thank you very much, Mayor Redicott. On November 19th, that's this Sunday, Environmental Advisory Committee is meeting at 10 o'clock here at Town Hall parking lot. We're going to be traveling around town doing some site visits.
Okay. Any other meetings that we need to be made aware of? If not, then we'll go to Councillor Nutt for the final resolution.
Thank you, Your Worship. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Butler, that Council adjourns at 6:50 p.m. to reconvene in a regular meeting of Council on November 27th, 2017.
All those in favor? And opposed? That is carried. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.